So, yeah, please just let your body go still. And just relax through your whole system. Come into the body tensegrity. And I just want you to feel connected through the whole of you. And just let the mind settle. Check in with your breathing. Check in with the heart. And just let things balance out in the autonomics. And let your body go heavy, either into the floor if you're lying, or just sinking into your sitting bones, into the base of the body, into the legs. Sense of whole, coming into the whole physiology of the body. And let's stay with, let's partly stay anyway, with the movement of the heart as a way to relate to the flow of blood. It's the easiest way into blood. Checking in with your heart. And as you feel the movements of the heart, you will naturally start to get a sense of the chambers of the heart and the flow of blood coursing through it. The biggest movement is from the arterial push, which moves upwards and down through the aorta and through the carotids. And I'd like you to notice that pressure, that surge of blood as it moves in those two directions in particular. It also moves out to the arms. So blood moving up to the head, blood moving down in front of the spinal column, bifurcating in the abdomen, pelvis, supplying the limbs, subclavian supplying the arms. So you've got a movement out in all directions, kind of star-shaped, into all parts of the body. And there's a very particular quality to the potency of that. So I'd like to come into sensations of it, and as I just recognize the quality, the mood that creates through your system. So that's the movement out from the heart. Let's be interested in the return. So let's shift to a more of a kind of venous awareness. So now you're interested in movement back in from the periphery to the heart. And the longest return is from the feet through the legs and up through the most of the length of the torso. So a gathering into the vena cava. This is much slower. There's not the push from the heart at all here. Therefore, the quality, the experience of it is quite different movement in through the arms, coming into eventually a superior vena cava, movement down from the head through the jugulars. So you've got a gathering back to the heart. And that is relaxing. That feels definitely like it stimulates a different state within us. I think there's two different consciousness states here. And within that, there are nodes that are mostly around the glands, because the glands have very powerful relationships to the circulation. Big capillary beds close to major arteries and veins. So let's stay with that, the extent of your circulation. I'd like you to orient to your thyroid. I'd like you to feel just how cleverly it is positioned next to the jugulars and the carotids, and how really it's almost part of that system. Stay with the whole circulation, but I'd like you to just touch in on the thyroid. And if you can, the parathyroids. And just get a sense of what a gland feels like. What this particular gland feels like. Perhaps you can feel the movement of blood through the gland. Perhaps you can feel how active the gland is in you. These glands constantly secrete. The levels of secretions vary, but there's constant activity. And within your perceptual field, there is a relationship to the hormones that are produced here. Somewhere within your experience, there's a quality to the hormones and their action on the whole body. So just open up to that. Be interested in what comes to you. It's not just about the gland, it's the gland's relationship to the cells of the body. Let's get interested in the pancreas. So another gland, different part of the body. Let's see if we can find it through our awareness. Let's get interested in the area between the kidneys. So just letting go of the thyroid. Let's come down through the aorta, through the diaphragm. And the pancreas sits in front of the kidneys. across the body. And perhaps you can find it through its capillary bed. So the blood supply comes straight off the aorta, and its blood return is through the vena cava. See if you can get a sense of its head and tail. So the length of the pancreas is its biggest feature. Perhaps you can feel the blood coursing through it. Perhaps you can feel an activity in the gland. And the pancreas is extremely associated to the blood. Its action controls glucose levels within the blood. So, in that regard, it's almost part of the circulatory system. And just let that fade. It's waiting to come back into this arterial and venous flows. Let go of any intentions. It's waiting to be with your blood flow as an experience. And just letting the venous or the arterial flows arise as they will. So you drop into a blood consciousness. Staying with that for a couple more minutes. And just letting go of that, wanting to get interested in whole body volume, sense of your skin, space around you, external space. Just letting your awareness shift. And coming back into movement. Let's make a connection with the room visually.